This is Music Notes for the week of March 5th, 2018. Jazz pianist Ben Rosenblum from New York City will present two performances in Cincinnati this week. Tuesday, March 6th at 7 o'clock, he'll be at Mount St. Joseph University's Recital Hall. And Wednesday, March 7th, he'll perform at the Golden Mean on East 8th Street at 9 o'clock. If you're into David Bowie, Starman's coming to Urban Artifact Friday night, March 9th. From Brooklyn, Starman features Bowie-inspired costumes along with the music of the rock icon. Muse Cincinnati Women's Choir will present a concert at the Harriet Beecher Stowe House on Saturday, March 17th, as part of National Women's History Month. South by Southwest begins this weekend in Austin, Texas, runs from March 9th through the 18th. Five bands from Cincinnati are making the trip to Austin: Dog Yacht, Lung, Passport, Us Today, and Frontier Folk Nebraska. Cincinnati Opera Center Stage and fellow young professionals have an event planned in the Cabaret Room at the Below Zero Lounge on Friday night, March 23rd, from 7 to 9. Opera is a drag. We'll combine opera and pop music for a highbrow, lowbrow evening of music. Extremely limited tickets are available. CincinnatiOpera.org. Jim Nolan is producing two March Local Exposure podcasts in our Corbett studio with Zapruder Point and Blossom Hall. Ricky Nye is going to present a blues and boogie-woogie piano workshop at Herzog Music Thursday, March 29th. Looking ahead, he's also doing a tribute to Moon Mullican, the king of hillbilly piano, on Friday, March 4th at Herzog. Lee Hay and Brian Powers are in the studio again taping interviews, which will air during September King Records Month. The first interview was with Oscar Pepper, the nephew and last family member with memories of his uncle Moon Mullican, who recorded for King Records. Mr. Pepper shares stories about his uncle and musicians like Hank Williams, Patsy Cline, and Minnie Pearl. Texas-born musician Marsha Ball has recorded a new CD, Shine Bright, for Alligator Records. Release date, April 20th. Single tickets are on sale for Memorial Hall and Eli Barbecue's American Roots Concert Series. The series begins with Victor Wooten's band, April 24th. Bluegrass legend Peter Rowan is on June 15th. Ray Wiley Hubbard, October 4th. And ends with The Secret Sisters and Harpeth Rising on November 8th. John Kay from Steppenwolf is coming to the Sorg Opera House in Middletown on March 5th. Tickets are on sale now. There are also some April events, including a Duke Ellington birthday celebration, Dizzy Gillespie Centennial Concert, and a blues show with Bluebird's Big Band and G. Miles and the Hitmen. If you're heading up to the Indianapolis Speedway on Friday, May 25th, the track has scheduled an afternoon concert with rock band Train along with the Blues Traveler. Indy 500 will run on Sunday, May 27th. ZZ Top and John Fogerty have announced a joint tour which will bring them to Riverbend on Thursday, June 14th. If you play the bass, FYI, bassplayer.com's website has been redesigned. There are two community orchestra concerts this Sunday, one on each side of town. At 3 o'clock, the Cincinnati Metropolitan Orchestra will present their winter concert at Seton High School Performance Hall on Glenway Avenue in Price Hill. And at 6 o'clock, the Blue Ash Montgomery Symphony Orchestra will present From the Top 6, featuring winners of the Jack and Lucille Wannell Memorial Young Artist Concerto Competition. The concert will take place at St. Barnabas Episcopal Church on Montgomery Road. Both concerts are free and open to the public. And Wussy announces What Heaven Is Like, their seventh LP. The lead single, Gloria, was inspired by the TV series Fargo. Wussy will play the Woodward Theater on May the 5th, then head to Europe for a three-week tour beginning May 24th. That's Music Notes for the week of March 5th, 2018. For WVXU Local Exposure, I'm Elaine Deal.